going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It is that time. It is Chat with Stu Mack. Good morning, Stuart McMillan.
Hello, Scott Jagow.
I heard some stories about you. You've had a pretty rough time lately, and I can't even believe it. So let her rip.
Okay. So it all started with poison ivy. We'll begin there.
That's not a good start.
No.
I've had it, and it's awful.
I get it every couple of years. Really bad.
Wow.
Really bad.
What are you doing to get poison ivy every couple of years?
Well, I do yard work and stuff, and I try to avoid it. But, you know, I think if I just look at it, it just shows up on my skin. I feel like I walk by it, and I'm like trying to avoid it, and it's like just getting closer to
me.
But
if you've had it that many times, you recognize it pretty easily.
Yeah. Leaves of three, let it be, baby. Come on. Okay. I know what it looks like. It's mean looking. It's horrible. If it's a bright sunny day, I see it, and then all of a sudden there's a dark vignette. It's just, and then this ominous music. Of like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I still got it. Oh, I was dancing around it as best I could, and I guess it got on my gloves or got on a tool or got on the dog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it on me, and it started as a little patch, and it grows in this big thing, and I always got to go to the doctor and get a shot and all this. This time I thought, you know what? I'm not going to go to the doctor because I'm an idiot, number one. And I'm just going to fight this off. I had some steroids at home that I've fought off before with this. Mm-hmm. I've had experience with this. And it seemed to cut it in half pretty quick, although it was still oozing pretty bad. It was a yellow pussy ooze.
Okay.
Hope you're not eating cereal right now because it just got really gross.
Yeah, let's keep the gross to a minimum here.
So I was weeping profusely from my leg and my arm. Seriously, it was bad. So I decided, why not go camping?
Oh, that's a great idea. You have a serious case of poison ivy. Why don't we go camping?
Hey, honey, pack up the camp. Let's go to the woods. Where I got 2 tick bites and 2 turtle doves. It's like the 12 days of horribleness in Stu Mack's life. They were all Lone Star ticks, which gives you Lyme's disease.
Right.
So, nothing else to worry about.
Plus, there's also the one where after you get bit by the tick, you can't eat red meat.
Yeah.
There's that one.
Alpha gal.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's not the end of the story, I hear.
That's only the beginning. So, camping, it's not the most clean time in your life, when you're out bristling around in the leaves and you're building big fires and cooking steak on grill, you get dirty. And so I went to the doctor because I was just having this horrible pain in my leg from the poison ivy area, but the poison ivy had receded. It had been in remission. So I'm like, okay, why am I in pain this much? I mean, I could not stand up. I got some anxiety from this. I was really dealing with it, and it was really stressful.
I'm sure.
So I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and they're like, yeah, you've got some kind of infection here. And I'm like, what do you think about blood clot? Is that a possibility? Because the area was hot, and it had, a red patch you know, you watch, you look at WebMD for 5 seconds, you're like, yeah, oh my God!
Don't do that.
I've got it! Whatever it is, I've got it! Then you're running out the door to the urgent care. I go to the urgent care, and they're like, yeah, you've got some kind of infection here. Let's throw some antibiotics at it. I'm like, great. My leg is starting to feel a little bit better. I'm like, okay, maybe it's working. Bam! Hives. All over my body, covered. My whole, you can still see the remnants.
You're making this up.
I am not making this up. It's totally true.
You had poison ivy.
Yeah.
Then you had ticks.
Of course.
And then you had hives.
Yeah.
In the same week.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Then I went back to the urgent care the next day because, hey, doc, I can't take these meds anymore. They're causing me to itch more.
Oh my God.
And they're
this is making me itch. This is awful.
I know. My leg really scared me, though. It was a scary moment because...
I can't imagine.
On top of that, yeah, I have to go to the DMV. So I'm standing there at the DMV. My leg is literally hurting really bad, and I'm getting some stress and anxiety based on this. And I'm thinking, I'm gonna die in the DMV. That's the way it's going to go.
That's not the place. You don't want to go there.
Of all the places, I don't want to be looking at the backs of old ladies and men's heads.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be an old man myself sitting here one day trying to get, you know, my license, and I can't figure out what the yield sign is, you know, or whatever.
Well, I am glad to hear you're doing okay. It reminds me one time that one of the scary things I had was I didn't know it at the time, but I was bitten by a spider.
Oh.
I had stuck my hand into my shed or something, and I didn't realize it until later when there was a hole in my skin. I mean, I'm talking about a hole that you could have stuck a pencil into.
Oh,
and like,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird. What scared me more was...
Did you put a pencil?
No.
I got a new pencil holder, Ma! Well,
so this was like a brown recluse or something, or a black widow, and... That what scared me more was that then another hole opened up in another part of my body, and I was like, oh my God, the spider is in the house and it's bitten me twice. So I was freaking out about my clothes. I went through everything, and it turns out I had only been bitten once in the shed. I went to the doctor, and he's like, yeah, sometimes it goes through your blood and then another hole opens up. Scariest thing I've had with that kind of stuff. Ooh. So but I'm glad to hear you're okay.
Yeah, we're doing better now. I mean, it's just life is weird.
Life turns weird. On a dime, man.
It does.
That's Chat with Stumac.
Don't die at the DMV. Just saying.